We want to start things off today on The World with something very different. A personal story told by a Muslim woman living in America. Not a common perspective in this country. And the story we're about to hear also reveals a complexity to Muslim life in the U.S. that really most of us non-Muslims are just not that aware of. My guest is author Thana El Nigar. She's written an essay in Gawker's True Stories that's causing a stir. It's called Practicing Islam in Short Shorts. El Nigar is a Muslim who grew up in the Arab world. She's been living in the U.S. for the last 19 years. And she describes what she says is a common experience for her: walking into a store in a Western city and stopping herself before greeting a Muslim woman who, unlike herself, is veiled.
At first glance, like as soon as I walk into the store, you know, I feel like she's my sister. The way she wears her headscarf, the way she covers her arms and legs. You know, I've sort of grown up with her. She looks like, you know, she's wearing something my mother would wear. And I feel a sense of community with her.
And on this particular day, how are you dressed?
I'm dressed in what we would call Western clothes. So I'm not necessarily concerned with covering anything for any sort of religious belief. So I'm not covering my head. Usually I'm not covering my arms, depending on the weather. Right. I'm wearing shorts.
And you are looking at this saleswoman. You say in your essay that you're staring at her. Presumably, you know that she's Muslim. She's probably not too sure about you. What thoughts are going through your mind? And what do you think is going through her mind as she looks at you?
I want to sort of express that, hey, we're both Muslim and we're here in this Western country that doesn't really practice Islam like in other Arab countries where I grew up. I want to build that connection with her.
And do you build that connection?
I don't. I sort of, you know, shrink away because I take a look at what I'm wearing that day. And that day I happen to be wearing short shorts, which is something that I wear a lot in the summertime. And because of the way I'm dressed, I don't think she will see the same sort of sisterhood that I see in her.
You're worried she's going to judge you somehow. What are you worried she's going to say about what you're wearing or how you behave?
I'm worried that she will look at me and think I'm a bad girl, a bad Muslim, someone who brings shame to the community, someone who's lost her way.
All right. So let's say she says that. How do you respond? I mean, you're a practicing Muslim, right?
I am a practicing Muslim. And usually if someone does say anything to me, I usually don't respond because I know what's in my heart. And I know that when I go home, I will be praying. And I know that when Ramadan comes around, I'll be fasting. And I know that when I'm down, I'll look to prayer to help me feel better. And when I'm grateful and gratitude, I'll drop down to my knees and prostrate in gratitude. And I know that's what's in my heart. And therefore, I know I'm a practicing Muslim.
You write, Thana, that there are many like me, yet we still don't fit anywhere.
I have a big group of friends that, you know, think the same way. They sort of dress the same way. They lead their lives the same way. And we hear people talking about other people. And the way in which they talk about them is riddled with judgment and condescension. And we shrink away from that. We just don't want to have to deal with it.
You have a new mantra these days, I gather, one that will empower you to smile at and greet the woman in the headscarf, like the one you met in the store that day, without fear of being judged. Can you tell us what that mantra is?
It's a short surah titled Al-Kafirun.
And a surah is a...
It's a verse or a chapter in the Quran.
And what does it say?
So the last line from that surah says, "Lakum dinakum waliya din," and the meaning of that is, for you is your religion and for me is mine. And I have to admit that I misappropriated the meaning of that surah a little bit to sort of fit my view on life. But I think the overall meaning is that we should live and let live, and you should allow people to lead the lives that they want to lead, given that they're not harming anyone else.
Thana El Nigar has been living in the U.S. for the last 19 years. Her essay in Gawker's True Stories is called Practicing Islam in Short Shorts. Thana, great to meet you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Yusra Ghazi is a research assistant with the Islam in the West program at Harvard, and we asked her who in her circles had read Thana El Nigar's article.
It would be difficult to tell you who I know that hasn't read this piece. Pretty soon after it was published, a number of my friends were sharing and commenting on it. A number of chaplains have been writing about how they understand and interpret Thana's perspective. And then also I had conversations with my two sisters and my mother about what this means for us and if they relate to her experience and how they would respond.
So you relate, your family relates to a certain degree. What about Muslim women, you know, who are not keen on this perspective that Thana laid out? What do they say?
Well, I relate to what Thana described in her piece, but I was also troubled. I think she misinterprets the reasons why Muslims in the communities she's been involved in would treat her in that way. And I've been in the U.S. for over 20 years and have spent time, as I mentioned, in the Middle East and grown up in a South Asian Muslim community. Those admonishments, that chastisement comes from a place of love and taking really literally and personally the Quranic commandment to enjoin good and forbid evil for the sake of the salvation of other Muslims. And so I would urge Thana to think about where these kinds of concerns come from. But also, like her, I think many women in the Muslim community have had these types of experiences. And it's degrading to be told to dress a certain way. It's an objectification of the female body. But I also think it's degrading the broad brush with which she paints Muslims who follow traditional practices or may be considered conservative Muslims. Just like she concludes in her piece, the Muslim world is such a beautifully diverse community. And I think that I would give a little bit more credit to the woman on the other side of that store counter.
Do you think that Thana is wrong to think that she is being judged harshly for wearing short shorts, for her belly ring, all these kind of things?
I can't say she's wrong because these are the experiences she's had.
Mm.
But when I called my mother, she hadn't read this piece. And I gave her a scenario. I said, Mom, let's just say you're in a store and a girl in short shorts with face piercings approaches you and says, Salam or Assalamu Alaikum. What would you do? And my mom says, well, first I would respond and say, Wa Alaikum Assalam and peace be unto you. And then I would make a prayer for her, whether she's Muslim or not, that God guide her. Because after all, and these are my mom's words, she says, Lakum dinukum waliya deen, which was so amazing because that's Thana's mantra. Mm-hmm. It's from the Quran. To you, your religion, to me, mine. So I think we should give credit to women who cover or don't. And I would also encourage, I would love to be walking down the street and be greeted with that greeting in a time when I think there's a lot of tension in light of the Charlie Hebdo attacks and all of the conversations about a rise of Islamophobia in Europe and the U.S. When someone approaches a Muslim, a visibly Muslim person with an Islamic greeting, it's the best type of scenario to be in, especially living in the West.
Right. So, salam alaikum, that can't be interpreted anyway, but peace be upon you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's so important for Muslims to not feel like they have to live dual lives, as Thana wrote about in her piece. And I'd tell her, you know, you don't have to do that. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Even with our disagreements, I think there's a lot that we can come together around.
Yusra Ghazi, a research assistant with the Islam in the West program at Harvard and a student at the Divinity School there. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.